Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, president of Schneps Media, and today a wonderful podcast of an A-lister certified. Now we have a joyous announcement that Ocean First Bank has acquired Flushing Bank that has made a presence in our New York City and Long Island Marcus. And now, today, I'm introducing Chris Maher, who is their CEO of Ocean First Bank. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Victoria.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, you've had a journey in banking, but I know we're all where we are today many times because of our past. And who inspired you to rose? You rose this ladder. You are a self-made man to these banking positions, now president of Ocean First, bringing the bank from a $14.5 billion bank now today, and with the acquisition of Flushing Bank, bringing it to a $23 billion bank. This is serious territory. What inside of you has been able to inspire you to grow this way?
Well, I mean, there's probably several things, Vicky, right? I don't know. I could point to just one thing, but certainly I grew up in a community that was very tight-knit. I had opportunities both, through school. I was active in the Boy Scouts. I got taught a lot of leadership lessons when I was younger, but I also developed a respect for the folks I saw that worked for the community banks in the neighborhood that I grew up in. And I remember watching how those banks impacted their communities and their people, and aspiring to say, I'd like to try that out and maybe be part of that and be part of the economy where you're helping other people drive their businesses forward, afford the ability to buy a home. It just intrigued me, the role that a banker played in their community. So it's a combination of kind of growing up with some institutions that helped me develop, and then kind of seeing a few people that I thought were really impactful in our communities.
But you're a Brooklyn boy. Were you? You know, you moved to. You lived in Brooklyn for a while, and actually spent summers at Breezy Point. I feel like you're coming home.
That's right. It's very funny. Although I was born and raised in New Jersey, most of my family, which is not unusual, right, came out of Brooklyn. So, my cousins, my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, were all in Brooklyn. As a young child, I would spend my summers in Flatbush. And then I had the unique opportunity when my grandparents retired to Breezy Point to get out to the beach. And you can imagine as a young kid, teenager, having the opportunity to run around Breezy Point and enjoy the beach, enjoy my family, enjoy my cousins and my grandparents. It was a wonderful thing. And then when I got out of college, I got a job for a New York bank, a chemical
Oh.
bank, and they trained me. So I spent a lot of years in New York, worked in Brooklyn, worked in Nassau County. I lived in East Northport at one point, so spent most of my professional years in New York. This is Ocean First is actually the first bank that I've worked for that is a New Jersey headquartered bank.
Well, you've really taken Ocean First to new levels. What was the growth since you became its leader? Were you hired as the CEO or COO?
It was interesting. I was hired. I was running a bank in Connecticut at the time. I was the CEO of a bank called Patriot National Bank. And I was recruited to come meet the folks at Ocean First. And at the time, my predecessor, John Garbarino, was chairman and CEO. As I got to know John and met him, he was looking to retire. But we both agreed that an overlap period would probably be a good idea. So I joined as president and chief operating officer. We worked that way for about, a year, 18 months. And then John elected to retire, and I became a chief executive officer. And then about a year later, John stepped down as chairman of the board, and I became chairman of the board as well. So at the time, we were about a little over $2 billion in assets. We're about $14.5 billion today. So we've done a nice job. I've got a great team, really grown the bank out of the New Jersey shore. We now operate in New Jersey. But we operate in New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. And we have a specialty lender that operates in those areas as well as Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Richmond. So we've been able to grow the bank quite a bit. And we're one of the top 100 regional banks in the country.
Well, that's congratulations to you. You know, this is a remarkable growth. And now with the acquisition of Flushing Bank, I loved how you talk about local leadership. Tell me about some of your vision for how you're going to make this acquisition work locally, where they are have a footprint for Flushing Bank.
I think the most important thing is you won't achieve your objectives for your company if you don't remain focused on your clients and your customers. So the most important thing we're doing here is gaining the opportunity to expand the OceanFirst brand to include the former Flushing clients. We will do that. Of course, we've got to wait for regulatory approval, but once we have regulatory approval, we'll put the two banks together. And job one is going to make sure that the existing clients of Flushing feel that same kind of sense of community and relationship and high touch, and they feel really good about what we're doing. And then I think we're going to be in a competitive position to grow faster together than we would have apart. And one of our kind of core tenets of our culture is having local leadership that's empowered to make the decisions you need to keep your clients happy. So we intend to keep a bunch of folks in New York. Many of those folks that work at Flushing are going to be the very same folks that help and service you under OceanFirst. We're keeping all the branches open. We're keeping all the branch staff, all the customer client contact staff. So the bankers are going to stick around.
Oh, I think that's makes it so critically important because people feel comfortable when they see people they know and they've done business with and they want to do business with. Is there a particular part of the banking market that you're going to be looking at more, or emphasizing? Today, there are not a lot of places to get a mortgage. Or are you going to be more centered on growing loans for businesses? Where do you see the growth opportunities in banking?
Most significant growth opportunity we have in this market is around our what we call kind of treasury and corporate cash management. So that is providing banking services to a variety of commercial entities, government entities, school districts, where we are the primary bank for those folks. And that's really usually centered around the deposit relationship. So cash management accounts, payroll accounts. What we're really good at and what our systems are finely tuned for is handling all those kind of ACH payments and direct deposit and recurring wire transfers and providing that on a mobile banking platform that is really, really compelling. So that's kind of our bread and butter. We do that for consumers, we do that for government entities and for small business. And then the second biggest group we have that's growing quickly is our what's called our commercial and industrial banking practice. So these are commercial entities that need a combination of both cash management services, but also lending, so they can grow their businesses and be productive. And of course, we also lend on commercial real estate and kind of cover the whole gamut of things. But kind of our core products are really that treasury, corporate cash management, commercial and industrial lending, and commercial real estate lending.
Well, I think that's an expansion on what they're doing already. So it's a natural just to see how we can increase your footprint in the communities that you now will be serving.
Absolutely. Flushing is a terrific bank, as you know well. Provides great services, great products. We have a few things we can deliver that may be kind of new and improved for the Flushing clients. But for the most part, we've both been focused on the same kinds of markets, the same kind of customers. It is significant that we'll have a bigger balance sheet. We can support larger customers, and we'll be able to invest more in technology because those investments will be covered across a much larger company.
Yeah, well, that's the scale model. That's how I acquire papers because it's hard for them to grow when they're small. But when they come part of us, then we can give them all the opportunities that, a bigger business can offer. And that's what it sounds like you're going to be planning to do.
Absolutely. Look, we have wonderful technology. But if you think about it, for the most part, the way we calculate interest or the way we handle internal audit, those are really important functions within the bank. But they don't make any difference for our clients. So we want to be able to spend the money on our clients, spend the money on the relationships, and be hyper efficient in the kind of infrastructure around what we call our core processing systems, the way we kind of manage the account interest calculations and statements and things like that. Those are more commodity businesses. So we want to get those at a low cost, high quality service, and put our dollars in the people that are building the relationships with our clients.
Well, as a customer of Flushing Bank, I'm proud to say they have been my bank for many years. I think the technology and the sophistication, it'll be very critical to growth.
Absolutely. You look at Flushing's founding in 1929, right? They've got a tremendous track record of supporting the communities, following their customers as they've grown over the years, and we're just really pleased to be aligning with that.
Well, I think it's a perfect fit because your values are very similar to their values in terms of making yourself felt in the community. I know that you're on the board of Helen Keller, and I'd love to talk, have you talk a little bit about what that's meant to you in business and in the community.
Well, that's, first of all, Helen Keller Service is a wonderful organization, headquartered in downtown Brooklyn, but they have a significant campus in Sands Point. They've got
Beautiful campus, a beautiful campus. I can't
Yeah.
imagine what that property is worth.
That's right. And they provide services around the country. So they are the premier agency serving blind and deafblind folks throughout the country in a variety of ways, but most importantly, helping them kind of live on their own and live productive, meaningful, socially engaged lives together. So, it's been a wonderful opportunity for me. I joined that board in, I believe, 1996. I had the distinct honor of chairing the board for about a decade. I remain on the board and just so proud of the work they do and the people that get up every single day who've dedicated their lives to improving the opportunities for folks that, don't have the easiest way to kind of navigate the world at times.
Well, I think it talks to the commitment of community by the bank and by you personally, because it takes time to be a board chair, and that takes a lot of energy, not as well as money to support it, but it takes involvement. And to see an organization like Helen Keller grow, I know that you're going to be getting involved in community organizations in the footprint of Flushing Bank.
Absolutely. One of the core cultural and critical points about the way we run the bank, which is mirrored in the way Flushing has run itself for the years, is we expect not just our senior officers, but officers throughout the company to be very active in the nonprofit community, to serve on boards, to volunteer, to be dedicated. I'll give you a quick story. We have the Ocean First Foundation was created when we took the bank public in 1996. We put at the time 10% of the bank is worth about 130, I'm sorry, $13.2 million into that foundation to support our community. In the years since that original grant of $13.2 million, which only owns Ocean First stock, that's the only investment they have, has produced through dividends and appreciation our ability to make over $50 million worth of grants in our community, and
Wait a
support.
second. 50, I don't let you. I can't. $50 million in total or a year.
$50 million that we've granted out to our community already, and we still own a significant amount of Ocean First stock, and we will be contributing into the Ocean First Foundation $5 million of additional stock that will allow us to serve the Flushing markets in the same way that we've served our markets in New Jersey for so many years.
Well, listen,
So
I'm going to stop you right there because, I work with Geraldo Rivera. We have an organization called Life for Helping Kids with Autism and Special Needs. So I'm listening very carefully. This is a
absolutely.
wonderful piece of news.
Oh, it is wonderful. And so we find we have officers that serve on the board of more than 75 nonprofit institutions. As you mentioned, I serve on the board of Helen Keller, but I also serve on the board of Hackensack Meridian Health, the largest healthcare provider in New Jersey. I chair the board at Monmouth University here in our backyard. So all of our officers are expected to spend time in their community. In fact, every Ocean First employee receives a paid leave that they can use volunteering in their community and continue to earn pay. And once a year, we close the bank for a half a day. We call Community First Day. And we send our employees out to nonprofits throughout the community. And they do service projects with those nonprofits as a group. And we've had a tremendous success doing that. We literally close the branches at noon and send everybody from the back office out and support the nonprofits in our community. So it's been a critically important thing for
So, what do you do for fun? Do you have a
us.
family that you play with?
look, I do a lot of things for fun. I've got a wonderful family. I've got 5 kids.
Wow. Well, how are they broken out?
They're all terrific. I got 4 girls and 1 boy.
Ah, you're like me. I had 3 girls and then I had a boy. But you had to go
well,
longer.
and I'm smart enough not to tell you how they're different in any way, because I'm not going to tread there,
No, no, no.
but
They're each a
wonderfully,
jewel.
yeah. And look, there are I'm very blessed that the things I like to do every day are the things I do for work. So, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy the service we have in the community. I find the opportunity to work with such wonderful people, whether it's here at the bank, at the foundation, the nonprofits we work with, or the industry events too. I've had the opportunity to serve in a couple industry capacities. I chaired the New Jersey Bankers Association. I've done some work with the Federal Reserve, both the Board of Governors in DC, and I was a director at the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia for a number of years. So, I enjoy those things. I love our industry. I love our communities. Between that and my family, that's enough.
Well, it's funny. I always say to people, I don't know if my work is my play or my play is my work.
That's right. That's a
And you
wonderful
see,
statement.
right? Aren't we lucky people to have that feeling?
Yes, and as a consequence, I'm a lousy golfer.
But
I
you
win
golf,
golf,
but you
of course,
golf. I
but
was
I'll
once
get
said,
out.
just move the ball. I'm a golfer too. And
That's
my
right.
first piece of advice, just move that ball.
I'm fast, and they'll tell you, that gets you some points. So.
There you go. So that's a secret to success. So would you share with us, in closing, some of the secrets that you could share to help people see what does it take to be successful?
Well, look, I don't know that I've got any special secrets, but you've probably heard some of these things before. I think it's incredibly important to put the work effort in, to be prepared, to do what you're supposed to do, show up on time. If there's a material you're supposed to read it, know it, understand it. I think you need to take things seriously. I think that's a big part of being successful. I think you also need to understand that there are very few people, I don't know of any, who are successful on their own. So surround yourself with the people that make you better. Understand when you need other people to support you, and understand that you have an obligation to the people you work with to do the best you can for them. And that, leadership is really about responsibility. It's not about kind of telling people what to do. It's about taking responsibility for outcomes. I think if you do those things, work hard, show up, be there, be humble, understand what you don't know, surround yourself with great people, and do the best you can for them, life usually works out.
Well, I think those are perfect gems for us in a wonderful way to say congratulations. Welcome to our world and Flushing world of Long Island and Queens. And I think you're going to be so welcomed and so successful here. And your philosophies ring very true with me and are very powerful. So thank you. We've been talking with Chris Maher, who is the CEO and board chair of Ocean First Bank, that will soon be part and acquire Flushing Bank under the name First Ocean. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah. So we've obviously got to go through our regulatory process, but we hope in the first half of this year we get that all sorted out and we're operating together by the summer.
Well, I wish you great success. And till next time, this is Victoria Schnepp signing off after talking with Chris Maher on our A-Lister podcast. Till next time, everyone. Bye now.